वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर कैरल फिलिप्स. ठीक है, कैरल फिलिप्स. नाउ कैरल फिलिप्स वॉज बॉर्न इन 1958 एंड ही इज ओरिजिनली फ्रॉम सेंट किट्स. नाउ सेंट किट्स इज एन आइलैंड इन द कैरेबियन. ठीक है, इट्स अ आइलैंड कंट्री. ही वॉज बॉर्न इन सेंट किट्स बट लेटर ऑन हिज पेरेंट्स मूव टू इंग्लैंड, इन पर्टिकुलर द प्लेस कॉल्ड लीड्स. ठीक है, लीड्स इज अ प्लेस इन इंग्लैंड. ठीक है, व्हेन कैरल फिलिप्स वॉज जस्ट 4 months ओल्ड. फ्रॉम देन ऑनवर्ड्स कैरल फिलिप्स हैज stayed in England. Now, after that, let me also tell you that he is a award-winning novelist as well as a academic. He teaches at university. Now, some of his important works are, the first is The Final Passage. Okay, The Final Passage, which came out in 1985. Uske baad, Crossing the River. Okay, Crossing the River, which came out in 1993. And then, Dancing in the Dark. Okay, Dancing in the Dark, which came out in 2005. After that, another novel that he wrote is called A Distant Shore. ठीक है, डिस्टेंट शोर विच इवन वन द कॉमनवेल्थ राइटर्स इज प्राइज इन द ईयर 2004. ठीक है, सो ही हैज वॉन मल्टीपल अवार्ड्स फॉर हिज डिफरेंट नॉवल्स. एंड लेट मी ब्रीफली टेल यू अबाउट हिज वर्क्स एंड द थीम्स दैट यू विल एक्सपेक्ट टू फाइंड इन द वर्क्स ऑफ कैरल फिलिप्स. नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट द वर्क्स ऑफ कैरल फिलिप्स इज इम्पॉर्टेंट फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ ब्रिटिश डायस्पोरा राइटर्स. Okay, whenever you read British diaspora writers, you should definitely read the works of Carol Phillips. Okay? Now, much of his writings, both fiction as well as non-fiction, has focused on the legacy of the Atlantic slave trade. Okay? Atlantic slave trade ke baare mein ye kaafi kuch likhte hain. Okay? And its consequences for the African diaspora. For instance, the novel The Final Passage, okay, which was also his first novel, this tells the story of a young woman who leaves her home in the Caribbean to start a new life with her husband and baby in 1950s London. Okay? Uske baad the next novel, which is A State of Independence, okay? A State of Independence, which came out in 1986. This novel is also set in the Caribbean and explores the islands' growing dependence on America. Okay? Now, on a map, if you see where the Caribbean islands are, they are just below the United States of America. Okay? South of Cuba, south of the United States. Usi cheez ki baat kar raha hai yahan pe, that this novel, A State of Independence, is set in the Caribbean and explores the islands' growing dependence on America. Afterwards, the next novel, which is called Higher Ground, okay? Higher Ground, which came out in 1989. This consists of 3 narratives linking the lives of a West African slave, okay, a member of the Black Panther movement, and if you remember, Black Panther movement was in the United States, okay, a member of the Black Panther movement and a Polish immigrant living in post-war Britain. Okay, usi ke upar ye novel hai, Higher Ground. Now, after that, the next novel is called Cambridge. Okay, Cambridge is the name. This was released in 1991. This is his 4th novel, and this one is set in the first half of the 19th century, and it centers on the experiences of a young English woman visiting her father's plantation in the Caribbean. Okay? After that, another novel by Carol Phillips, Crossing the River. Okay? Crossing the River, which came out in 1993. In this novel, it is about the separate stories of two brothers. Okay? Two brothers and a sister from slavery to a dislocated emancipation. Okay? So, these are the issues which generally you will find in the novels of Carol Phillips. Okay? After that, another novel which he wrote called The Nature of Blood. Okay? The Nature of Blood, which came out in 1997. This novel draws parallels between the persecution of Jews in Europe and the black victims of slavery. Okay? So, keep in mind that in the fictional output that he has produced, you will find interest in and searching exploration of the experiences of peoples of African diaspora who may be living in England, the Caribbean, as well as the United States. And often, you know, Carol Phillips is described as a black Atlantic writer. Why? Because he frequently travels between England, Caribbean, and United States. And in between America and Europe, the ocean that separates them is the Atlantic Ocean. Okay? And the Caribbean islands is south of United States. Okay? So that is why the connection with the Atlantic Ocean. And often he has also remarked, you know, at a personal level, that he wishes to be buried in the Atlantic, which he says is at the crossroads between Britain, Africa and the Caribbean. Okay, so this is his emotional connection with these places as well as the ocean, the Atlantic. Okay? So from the perspective of contemporary writers, as well as British diaspora writers, the works of Carol Phillips is important. And let me read out what a famous critic says about the works of Carol Phillips. Okay? This critic says that the phrase, I am of and not of this place, okay? This phrase, I am of and not of this place, is a good phrase to describe the writings of Carol Phillips. As this critic points out, it is a phrase that captures a core concern of Phillips's work, which is frequently preoccupied with the tensions between belonging and exclusion, okay? Between belonging and exclusion, between migration and settlement, strangeness and familiarity, and arrival and departure, okay? So these different aspects, belonging and exclusion, migration and settlement, strangeness and familiarity, you'll find all of this in the works of Carol Phillips. And this critic says that Phillips is a writer who often appears most at home when he is away, journeying between places. Accordingly, he has remarked that he wishes to be buried in the Atlantic at the crossroads between Britain, Africa and the Caribbean. Unquote. Okay? So this is what this critic, how this critic describes the works of Carol Phillips. So from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Carol Phillips. Okay? Be it the work Dancing in the Dark. Okay. This came out in the year 2005, or the novel Crossing the River. Okay. Crossing the River, which came out in 1993. Uske baad, The Final Passage. Okay. The Final Passage, which came out in 1985. Uske baad, A State of Independence. Okay. A State of Independence, which came out in 1986. Okay.